There are very few things that can send a high school basketball crowd into a bizarre frenzy than rolling over the scoreboard. Busting a buck. Fans love a high school game when their team scores 100 points. It's a pretty rare feat, and even with Chillicothe's rich tradition in basketball, it's only happened 10 times ever. First time was on January 6, 1953, in a 101-51 over Milan. Ray Davenport led the team with 37 points. He would end the season as an all-state selection. The 1953 Hornets would surpass that mark a month later, this time hammering Milan, a conference opponent, 103-23, with five Hornet players scoring 10 or more points, led by Davenport and Ron Odell, both with 18 points. It would be six seasons before it happened again, also against Milan, 105-40 in 1959, Jerry Parrish 23 points leading the way. The next mark, 1968, in a 101-56 win against Gilman City. The 100-point mark was hit twice in 1968-69 season, once again against Milan, both times 100-31 and 111-44. But 1969-70 was the most electric season for Hornets basketball scoring. The team averaged almost 80 points a game for the season, led by George Hutchinson's 16 points per game and All-State honors. Mike Turner averaged 15.8, Ted Hicks 12.3 points per game. The Hornets hit 111 points against Milan. Surprise! In a 111-44 win in December. In January, they scored 118 points, 118-39 against Marceline, with seven Hornets in double figures. The 118 points is still a school record more than 40 years later. No one has come close to it. But the Hornets weren't done. They had 105 against Milan, again, on February 6th, 106 against Unionville, and 110 against Marceline in three straight games, with Hutchinson scoring 31 against Marceline. The team wouldn't be as successful in the postseason, though. They fell to Kansas City Lincoln at Wentworth Military Academy in Lexington in the opening round of regionals. In that season, Chillicothe scored 2,151 points, years before the three-point shot was invented, and obviously years before the 30-point running clock. That's still a school record for a single season, as is the 79.67 points per game and the 903 two-point field goals they made. Those marks may never be topped. Chillicothe hasn't hit the 100 mark since that final Marceline game in 1970. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.